The Fluctuating Plans of James and Ellen White. As James and Ellen White went to Texas, their general, long-range plans were to remain there for the winter, then in early May travel to Colorado, where they might spend a few weeks. But their plans fluctuated. Ever in search of a place where he could lay off the stress of leadership and write without interruptions, and where there could be an improvement of health, James White's mind turned first in one direction and then in another. Forgetful of good resolutions to temper his schedule, he would get caught up in the stimulus of the work of the church, which he had nurtured since its inception. He had a clear, long-range vision, shared only by a few, of the great days the church was entering upon, and had a natural urge to stand in the lead. He was the president of the General Conference and was one of three who served as the General Conference Committee. He was also president of the several auxiliary organizations, publishing, medical, and educational, and chief editor of both the Review and Herald and the Signs of the Times. Such responsibility was exhilarating but enervating as well. Repeatedly he saw that in the interests of his own survival he must withdraw from the forefront of the battle. At headquarters he was happy, much loved, and respected. But once away from the center of the work, he often chafed at the mistakes and mismanagement of men of less experience and, in the case of some, of less dedication. He tended to fret, and sometimes lashed out in an endeavor to steady the work and avert what seemed to him to be disaster. It was a difficult period for James, and he struggled, as he put it, to grow old gracefully. Ibid, May 15, 1879. At this he was more successful at some times than at others. For her part Ellen White would have preferred, in the winter of 1878 to 1879, to have been in Battle Creek engaged in her writing. This sidelight may be helpful in interpreting what at this juncture may seem to be rather erratic movements and statements on James White's part.